everybody. Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting, May the 1st, 2018. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
We've department heads, elected officials, Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. Just to remind everybody, next Monday is when absentee voting starts in the office, and when we'll start mailing out those absentee ballots. The last day to request a ballot to be mailed is May the 25th, but you can still vote in the office clear up to the day before the election until 5 o'clock. Still looking for poll workers and anybody that wants to take up the challenge of being a chair for a precinct. So if anybody knows anybody that likes to take the reins and run, and never done it before, hey, we'll give them a try.
Zach was smiling, maybe.
Yeah, I know, Zach was smiling.
Think about it.
So, you know, we pay for chairs $10 an hour, so.
How much?
$10 an hour, we raise that just to get people to come.
Will we call off board meeting?
Huh?
Will we call off board meeting?
Yeah, you guys, you know, you're not on the ballot, Tom can't, because he's on the ballot, but, you know, you guys could work the polls. It's 16-hour days, take that into consideration.
We might make more money off Tom.
Yeah.
I hope that's not reported.
Ronnie Alves, Major Department.
Getting pretty busy getting ready for the air conditioning cooling season. We started mowing already. We got a project out at the jail, it's gonna take a couple weeks in the female GP area. So, got a lot of stuff going on right now, just a busy time of year.
All the air conditioners kicking in, or you got problems with some of them?
Not yet, just getting them cleaned out, getting them ready.
Thank you. Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
Good morning, busy. Really don't have anything new to report.
Okay, Brian, Secondary Roads?
Good morning. And remind that the Stony Hollow Road on the east side of Highway 61 is gonna be closed coming up here for the construction of a box culvert that's, it's a county box culvert that'll ultimately be a box culvert for the county, but the DOT is building as part of their project, so the road will be closed. They're saying 8 weeks is what they're gonna officially say from what I'm told from the DOT. I don't think it'll be that long. I don't know how it could be that long, actually, but so that will be a closure. And then I believe they're gonna get it put back in and get opened up, let people keep using it until they need to close it again for future construction, is kind of what I understand. So I'll know more about that at some point here. So that is coming up. And then I would mention also that I'm in the process of talking to the DOT about paying for some dust control. But they're gonna bring all their loaded trucks in on the highway. So they're hauling all their, most of their dirt, if not all of their dirt's coming out of the quarry on Pleasant Grove Road. Sometime when we get a chance, I might run you up there just to kind of show you the routes. But they're gonna haul all their loaded trucks, so they'll come over Pleasant Grove Road and then get on the highway there. But they're trying to minimize that, the safety issue of their trucks pulling across all that traffic, turning into that traffic. So their return route with their empty trucks is gonna, a portion of it's gonna be on gravel roads. And so, so if you imagine west of the highway, there's a bunch of half-mile segments of road that kind of cut over from the highway, and then they hit Iowa City Road, and Iowa City Road runs north. In fact, if you stay on it far enough, even though it turns to dirt, eventually it comes all the way up to Pleasant Grove Road again. So the intention is their empty trucks will come across and take gravel north and avoid them having to turn across highway traffic. Now, it's a lot of trucks.
You mentioned, it's not 800,000 yards, is that what you said?
Yes, 800 plus.
How much will a truck hold?
Might get, they're using mostly side dumps, but I guess what, maybe 20 yards?
Well, 3,000 pounds a yard, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of trucks, a lot of truck trips.
I'd say less than 20.
Huh?
I'd say less than 20.
Less than 20?
More like 12.
Okay. So Now, they'll only be going one way, so that's a bonus. They won't be meeting on there. But we are going to treat that with dust control, probably twice if I had to guess. So keep the dust from being hopefully as big an issue. We'll just play by ear, see how it's going, and adjust accordingly. But I am in the efforts of trying to get the DOT to pay for that dust control. But so just as a heads up, that's we're all going to jump on us pretty quick. I think we're hoping to start hauling dirt sometime in early May. Which is right around the corner, like right now. As crazy as it is, it's almost like yesterday was April. But yeah, so I don't know, maybe this week. They moved that date back a couple times, so I don't know when that's going to be exactly. We do attend. There's a weekly meeting that I have one or two guys attend, so they kind of get updates on what's coming up and talk about anything that needs to be talked about, stuff like that. So most of our dust control doesn't typically get applied to the latter part of May or early part of June, so I'm also going to need to talk to the contractor and try to get as early as possible into their schedule. So I don't know, a lot of stuff going on related to that project, and of course we're going to have a very busy summer. So it's I just wanted to give you a heads up. Sometimes when we're out, I'll show you those routes and stuff.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Cynthia Bowen, are you here for the attorney's office?
Well, I'm not officially representing Amy, but I thought she'd be here. She's in a mental hearing at the moment, but not a lot to report. We're just incredibly busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So that's good, but not good. Thank you, Chris. How's the conservation? Thanks for the picture.
Yeah.
Appreciated that. I got a picture of the first flush of it. Not a big haul. And it wasn't you.
Pat's waited 28 years to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And, we got the sour house fired up last week, Thursday. We turned the water on, and it's kind of funny, the first flush didn't completely flush the way it should. We had some water issues, and so we actually had a couple firsts, I guess. One that was about halfway, and then one that went really
too much
well.
Information.
it was all just tests.
Did Pat wait 20 years for the
first shower? He did, yes. Yeah, he tested all the showers and everything. We still have one of the showers that needs a part. I think when Huffcut tested their stuff, because they tested all their plumbing, some of it didn't get fully drained, and then it got installed in the winter, and we had a couple of broken pieces. That I think froze and broke. We got to fix all of them. One of them we've got to get from Huffcut. So, but the shower house is open and functional, and we've had a ton of people just coming in to see that. We were about half full at the campground this weekend. We'd have people driving the park just to come look and walk through the building. Our camp host was giving tours of the shower house and things like that. So other than that, parks are getting busier and busier, and we're just kind of trying to stay in front of it. We got dragon boats this weekend, and then after that, next weekend is Jamboree, and then the weekend after that is our grand opening, our re-grand opening of the park. And we've sold out the reservable sites in the campground, not this coming weekend, but every weekend in May thereafter. All the reservable sites are booked up for May 12th on.
Talk about the dragon boat race. My granddaughter is going to be in that, and last night she text me and wanted me to come out and watch it. Where's this going to, what side is going to be?
It'll be at the beach.
At the beach?
It'll be stationed at the beach, yeah. They'll do that shot there in front of the beach. So I'm meeting with some of the coordinators tonight to go over the logistics of how all that's going to work and everything. I think they're bringing the boats up on Friday. They do practices on Saturday throughout most of the day, and then Sunday is the actual races. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, good. Zach, South East Iowa Regional Planning, how are you today?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. Got a couple subdivisions out for review that hopefully we'll have on the agenda next week, and should be getting our first larger subdivision hopefully this week that we'll have out for review. Other than that, I'm just getting a lot of other just general calls from people asking about information. The only one thing that I would say is just remind people to if they're going to be building a house or shed, make sure they contact us and get the proper permits. We've had, I think, four in the 4 months that we've been doing it where we found out that somebody's already started building something. and didn't get permits for it. So, and one of those was really close to not meeting the setback requirement. So, just want to make sure that people know to call us to get their permits.
Thank you.
Yep.
Ken, how's the mental health department going?
Going well, keeping real busy. This time of year is contracting time of year, so the local CDSs will be setting up meetings with their providers for contracts, and then I'll be running all across all eight counties to assist them with that. So between now and June 30th, so that's going to take up most of my time for the next couple months. So.
Yeah. Kind of increased your workload quite a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, just a lot of different duties like that. We talk about outcomes too while we're doing the contracting, so that's a new thing we're going to do this year. So we've had outcome measures. It's just talking about the year and their utilization rates and what are we getting for the money and that kind of thing. So we have some good providers, so excellent providers. We're thankful for every one of them.
Well, thank you. How's the safety department doing, Angie?
We're doing good. Keeping busy, but got some good reports. Met with the insurance guys yesterday and got some good reports. Things are going well, and so we just hope things continue to go that way.
Good.
I've had from the looks of the paper that the safety department's gone to the dogs.
Yeah. There you go. By the way, them were good-looking dogs.
Oh, thank you.
How's the jail doing? Which one of you guys are going to give us the good news and one of you the bad? The good and the bad, huh?
Well, if you want to give good news, because I don't have any. No, we're doing pretty good. Headcount's still hanging there right about 90. I think it's 89 this morning. As Rodney mentioned, his crew along with Precision is redoing our female general population cell. So we got quite a few, 21 of them housed in Lee County. We'll be able to bring 12 of those back here in a week and a half or so. Other than that, busy as can be.
Good. Colin, how's the IT department doing?
Pretty good. I had the train there last week. Everything went pretty well. I think I'm going to allow some of those training modules, kind of like what I showed last week, to be available for some of the offices in case somebody couldn't make it last week, or if, you know, they want a little additional training on some of the email stuff. So, but other than that, just keep busy. So.
Well, that's I enjoyed that training program. Did Angie, did you make it to it?
Yeah, I actually went to the one with the city, but yeah.
But she was telling this morning she thinks she got hacked on her personal computer. So.
Yep, my home computer got hacked. Deleted all my contacts. Oh. And I'm too old to remember that. So we're going to start from scratch.
Jeff, how's the jail doing? Or the sheriff's department?
Job security still looks good, so I think we're good there. Just wanted to point out, kind of follow up on Brian's comments about the construction. Looks like we're going to have a lot of road construction this year, more than normal, especially on Highway 61. So just put out an awareness to people, kind of watch the traffic and be patient. So it's going to be obviously a long term here, next 2 or 3 years of the traffic on there. We need to watch for the heavy construction.
Thank you. Did I miss anybody?
I
don't see anybody. We're going to correspondence. Correspondent here, it says, Board of Supervisors is part of a committee involving five townships representing the Northern Des Moines County Rural Fire District. I want to take this opportunity to express my gratitude to our Des Moines County Attorney, Amy Beavers. Over the course of last year, she has met on numerous occasions and spent many hours to assist the NDMCRFD formulate a 28A agreement for services with the city of Minneapolis for fire protection. Without her assistance, this would not have been possible. This is certainly a part of her job that the public may not know, but is of great importance. Furthermore, the city of Minneapolis, as well as the residents of Benton, Franklin, Heron, Jackson, and Yellow Springs townships, can rest assured that they will continue to receive the same outstanding fire protection, serve dedicated volunteered staff. And the city entering into the contract with the Northern Des Moines County Rural Fire District, both entities will be able to share resources that will enhance the financial stability of the department for many more years.
That's a good deal. That most people just think of county attorney's courts, but they don't realize all the stuff that she's involved in.
That's just exactly right, Bob.
Pass along our thanks.
Yes. Time for public input session number one. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, she'll move on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claim in the amount of $1,427,872.64.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a Class C liquor license for High V wedding reception, 5/26/2018. Same looks in order, insurance. They've got the insurance from 5/24 to 5/29.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. The approval of the employment contract for the IT manager. Be you, Colin. This contract is made and entered on its 30th day of April between the Des Moines County of Iowa Board of Supervisors hearing, call the board, and calling her, call the information technical manager. Here, I employ Colin Gerst, the Des Moines County Information Technology Manager for the period beginning April 30th, 2018, ending June 30th, 2021. Colin shall be paid an annual salary of $72,251, effective 4/30/2018. This salary will increase to $75,000, effective 7/1/2018. The salary will be reviewed yearly, October. After an employee evaluation has been completed by the board, as the board agrees, the contract will be adjusted forward annually and not based on review performance. What's your wishes, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. How do you stand?
It's going to stand.
For the IT department, for Stuart Mason, salary adjustment from $47,163 to $51,444.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. For the jail stats and Veterans Affairs for March of jail is March of 2018, and veterans is April of 2018. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. We have the minutes for a regular meeting on April the 24th, 2018. Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I was in Des Moines last week. Administrative rules subcommittees for the mental health and disability services. One of the catches in those new core services is at least two of those services say no eject, no reject, which is that was the sheriff's insisted on that. They want to take somebody somewhere, so we're going to have to define that. So and for the intensive residential service homes. And a lot of providers are afraid of that, because if you have a home with two or three vulnerable people in it, and you get stuck with somebody that's a sexual offender or physically aggressive, it can not only put the existing residents at risk, but the staff at risk. And so these particular homes are going to have a really well-trained staff. The rules, we can't change it because the legislature put it in there. So they did put something in there. If they should be in a psychiatric hospital care, then you might take them, but they go to a psychiatric hospital. So there's some work involved in making those services so that they will be available, and you'll have providers that are willing to provide them, and they'll actually do what they're supposed to do. So, but I thought the rules making meetings went pretty well. We've got another meeting, a phone meeting Thursday, and then one meeting next Monday, I think. Phone meeting.
Sounds to me like they're going to have to get an awful lot of training.
Well, it'll be.
In psychology and
different levels. The access centers, they're supposed to be combined with a crisis center, the subacute beds, and offer a substance use training. It doesn't all have to be under the same roof, because you can only have 16 beds under the same roof. And we discussed whether you could have a subacute bed that could swing back and forth between crisis services and intensive rehabilitation service homes, they want a staff right now of a one staff member for every 2.5 residents. So if you've got more than two residents, you would have to have two, and they prefer them in homes less than five. So it'll be a good service. Once it's up and running. Of course, the trick is, when the legislature passed it, I'm sure they meant to include some funding in there. It must have slipped their minds. right now, the county's the funder, so we'll see how that goes. That's all I've got.
Okay, moving on. public input, station number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move for adjournment. And we have a work session following the meeting at 10 o'clock with the stepping up initiative.